You're tuned in to Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX, here on NPR One with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. What you're hearing right now is part of a video taken at a career fair at San Luis Obispo's California Polytechnic State University, or Cal Poly, about a month ago. It's six student protesters sitting on the ground. They're singing and holding a banner. They were protesting the U.S. defense contractor, Raytheon. The company had a booth at the career fair. The protest didn't last very long. No one was arrested, and the protesters left not long after. But a couple of weeks later, the students started receiving letters. They informed them they were under investigation by the university. They had broken some rules, and disciplinary action could be taken. But the students say they were exercising their First Amendment rights. This comes at a time when the university has been the setting of free speech debates. Earlier in the spring, a Cal Poly fraternity member wore blackface, and this shined a light on a string of racist incidents at the university. Cal Poly's president, Jeffrey Armstrong, said his hands were tied to take any disciplinary action against students involved because they were protected by the First Amendment. This is also a university where the Cal Poly Republicans erected a controversial free speech wall that ended up displaying racist and xenophobic remarks. Cal Poly also permitted conservative provocateur Milo Yiannopoulos to come to campus twice, allowed through free speech, and in return spent tens of thousands of dollars on security. KCBX News reached out to Cal Poly to learn more about the free speech issue and the investigation. A spokesperson said the administration wasn't able to speak with us and can't talk about student conduct processes. Earlier this week, I sat down with five of the students involved in the protest to hear about what happened from their point of view.
I am Matt Klepfer. I am a recent Cal Poly graduate in political science, and I'm a member of the Slow Peace Coalition. Yeah, so in February, we had a Divest from the War Machine week of action. So we had a bunch of educational events. We watched a movie. We had an awesome discussion about how our campus is linked to the war machine. And then we wanted to come up with kind of what is our next big thing. And we've always wanted to make our presence known at a career fair. Not to be disruptive, not to shut down the event, but to be there and to express our right to free speech. And so when this one came around, we really thought this was an awesome opportunity to make ourselves known, get the word out, make people think about, right, you're not just going to a career fair. This is not just a place to get a job, right? There's certain jobs that go into certain industries that are really violent. And yeah, so we showed up. We met before to talk about what our plan was for the day and how we wanted to. We had assigned police liaisons who were going to communicate with police officers and staff to make sure that we weren't violating any laws, to make sure that we were following the rules. We walked into the career fair. I carried a sign. We made a banner. I made the banner. I carried the sign. It wasn't actually other students. It was me. And that's important because that becomes a part of this investigation that's going on. It's like the sign is this big, like this banner we had is like apparently like really breaking the rules. And so we walked in, we took out the banner, we stood in front of the Raytheon booth, not disrupting the staff on either side who were continued to job recruit the entire time we were there. People were getting jobs with Raytheon while we were singing. And then we stood there and we started singing. Within a few minutes, I noticed like police officers were kind of far away, but we had a liaison who was talking to them. We sang for probably about 10 minutes. At one point, we read we have some demands for Cal Poly to divest from the war machine. And then a few minutes later, we left.
I'm Kelsey Zazanis, and I'm an anthropology and geography third year at Cal Poly. I was the police liaison, and therefore I was not singing. I was filming the six protesters. And keeping watch, making sure nothing dangerous went down. We didn't expect anything of that sort. So I was the only one who communicated with cops, and no cops asked us to leave. No career services people asked us to leave. The most interaction we had was one cop walking up to me and asking, "How long do you think this will go on for?" To me, that question implies they're not going to try to stop it, and they're trying to cooperate with us. Like, to me, it implied, like, oh, so what we're doing is okay? And I just responded, I don't know, no more than an hour, because I wasn't sure. But it only lasted 15 minutes. Singing is tiring. And then after 15 minutes, getting tired on our own, the six singers decided to get up and leave without ever being asked to leave. Not once were they asked to leave. And for all of us, it kind of set a tone of like, wow, we just did this. We were allowed to do it. Never got in trouble. Like, that went great. And then we left the rec center, which was where the career fair was held. And I told the singers about something that had happened to me while I was filming them. And that was, at one point, a career services staff member. She just decided to start, like, standing in front, like, right in front of the six singers. And just, like, standing there, which was, like, strange. And I was like, what is she trying to do? Is she, like, trying to discourage them from, like, continuing by just, like, blocking them? And then, like, later, as I was, like, thinking about the charges, I guess, one of them was, like, willful disruption, and, like, there was no way we could have, like, known we were, gonna get, like, in trouble for that supposed intention when, like, no one was asking us to leave while we were in there. No one was really, like, expressing concern over how disruptive it was because, the recruitment was going on just fine, but specifically, this woman stood, practically joined the protesters and just stood in front of the Raytheon booth. They said we were willfully obstructing and disrupting, so, like, we're blocking the booth. Well, like, she's doing it too. And I know that's, like, a weird claim to make, but she was just standing there. So I walk up to her and I ask, could you please move? It's really disrespectful to block them because we're students and we pay for this building and we have the right to be here. And I was really respectful, and she didn't reply, but then kind of just, like, kind of softly, like, places her hand on me as if she's, like, consoling me, but it, without even saying anything, and it felt, like, really violating for me, so I, like, I ripped my arm away and I said, don't touch me, and then I just repeated myself, like, could you please move? She's just standing there, like, not doing anything, and then she tries touching me again, and this time it's a little harder, and I say, like, really sternly, I'm like, do not touch me. You are not allowed to touch me, and she backtracks. She takes her arm off. She's like, you're right. And then backs out from in front of the protest. She backs away from trying to block them because she realizes she wasn't allowed to touch me. So that was our only communication with career staff inside the event. And then I spoke of my only communication with police. And so when I told the singers about this occurrence, they said, that's not okay. You should file a report. And that was when we tried to re-enter the career fair. And then police specifically told us we were told not to let you back in. Then we saw the head of career services and said, one of your staff members touched us, and he didn't respond and just closed the door in our face. So I was never able to file this report, which is upsetting because I didn't really, like, care enough to, like, harm this woman's job. I didn't want to, like, file a report like this, but the fact that, like, we were just, like, our efforts were ignored is frustrating. I could have let that go, but the fact that now we have reports being filed against us is so troubling. That's what's frustrating, that they're claiming we were trying to get back in, like, we were these disruptors. It was like, I think we were more peaceful than them.
My name is Mick Bruckner. I am a fourth-year student at Cal Poly, a political science major about to graduate. And I'm primarily an organizer with Students for Quality Education, but I'm a member of Slow Peace Coalition as well. A lot of stuff was happening at the university between that time. That's when we were making national headlines for the blackface incident. And I was very much engaged with trying to support the organizing that was happening around that. And I was really busy during that time. And so honestly, I wasn't even thinking about what had happened at the career fair. And then I, like, opened my email, I think, like, the Sunday night before I had, like, some big midterm, and there was this scary email from the Office of Student Rights and Responsibilities that was really, really intense and said that I had been accused of violating multiple codes in the student conduct, that I willfully and substantially disrupted a university activity, and that I had some sort of unpermitted sign.
So apparently we weren't allowed to bring a sign into the career fair. And in the emails that have gone out and in some of the meetings that have happened, that's been really clearly mentioned that there are really strict rules about, like, what you're allowed to bring into the career fair. And, like, you can't bring in a backpack, and, like, apparently you can't bring in a sign. And so I brought in the sign. I'm the one who brought in the sign. I graduated. I have my degree. The university, can totally like bring those charges onto me, but like the other students who were involved did not bring in the sign that was completely me. I'm the one who broke the one most clear rule apparently that we broke, and yet I have not received a letter asking me to meet with the university about sanctions. I'm not sure why other students would be targeted for not explicitly breaking a rule, and I'm the one who brought in a sign and I'm not being targeted. I don't quite understand why that is.
Some of the other students began receiving letters of intake just a couple weeks ago. I was the first one to receive one, and I felt really singled out, particularly as a really visible queer organizer on this campus. I've probably been to over 25 protests on this campus and was involved in most of those in the planning process. And so I'm really, really aware of the time, place, and manner policies on my campus. And more than that, I've developed relationships with many folks on this campus, particularly in the University Police Department. Chief Hughes and I are on a first-name basis, and we have worked to develop a relationship between protesters and police on this campus where we have a working relationship and understand the limits that we have on our protests within the university, and when we reach those limits, what the expectations of the university are to communicate those limits to us. President Armstrong spent this entire year telling us about how important free speech is, and as far as I'm concerned, what these students were doing, many of which were some of the most beloved and dedicated Cal Poly community members, the fact that they're doing this is egregious. I think it's a complete violation of our rights, our First Amendment rights, and I know that I'm trying to graduate. I have midterms. I failed a midterm on the day of my investigative conference because I was so nervous. And they are literally not holding people that are harassing students based on their race, their sexual orientation, their gender identity, and they decide to come after us. What does that mean? I want to know what that means in terms of what our university's commitment to its students is.
My name is Dominic Shalaba. I'm a third-year political science major at Cal Poly. I just want to say that Cal Poly is currently putting each of these peaceful protesters in a continuous anxious state during one of the most stressful quarters that this school has seen, where it appears that Cal Poly is at the zenith of racism and oppression on this campus. In a climate where Kyler Watkins is being protected under free speech, these students are being punished with the kind of preemptive notion that they will be punished. We have this, like, I personally am just waiting to receive this email, and not knowing if I'm going to or when I'm going to put such a dampen on my education. Like, I can't focus on my classes. I try to, but all of us are dealing with this when we were just trying to stand up for what we believed in under a protected amendment right that Cal Poly wants to protect for a certain demographic of students that I guess does not include us at this moment.
My name is Kristen Whalen, and I'm also a fourth year at Cal Poly. I'm an anthropology and geography major, and I'm also a member of Slow Peace Coalition. I'm nervous in the sense that I'm not 100% sure what to expect, but I don't think that any sanctions they propose are warranted because we weren't doing anything other than exercising free speech.
Did you tell your parents?
I told my mom like 2 days ago.
What was your parents' reaction?
My mom is supportive of me, but she said to be careful because we're going against some pretty powerful people.
My mom and dad are Cal Poly alumni, and I told them about it the second I got the letter. They were appalled. They are embarrassed by this university and the way it treats marginalized communities and protesters. And my parents are fully supportive of me. They're organizing other alumni. They are going to support us. Graduation is right around the corner. And I just want to say to Cal Poly that I don't care if you take my graduation away, but my mom does, and she's paid a lot of money for this. And we have done nothing wrong. We have exercised our free speech rights. She is proud of me. And so if the university does this, she's not going to be angry with me. She's going to be angry at the university. And so And just like Kristen said, we will not accept any sanctions. We will fight this all the way.
My mom wants me to do the opposite of fight this all the way. She wants me to, once I receive my letter, she wants me to go to the meeting, accept as little punishment as they're willing to give me, and get out of this unscathed. Because I guess as an out-of-state student, my mom's like thrown so much money at Cal Poly. Her only goal is like for her daughter to get her undergrad and graduate. She on the regular is telling me, "I did not send you to college to protest." And I did not go to college to protest either. It was kind of like something I couldn't ignore.
Many of us are choosing to stand up to this because we have the privilege and resources to do so. And we know that so many students do not right now in this moment. And at a time when, especially at a time when like so many communities' rights are being rolled back, we need to stand up for our basic First Amendment rights and fight for those like hell. And we're going to use our resources and privilege to do that. If you want to reach out to us and support us, you can just message the Slow Peace Coalition Facebook page and find out how to get involved.
Those were Cal Poly students Matt Klepfer, Kelsey Zazanis, Kristen Whalen, Mick Bruckner, and Dominic Shalaba speaking with me about their involvement with a protest on the Cal Poly campus that has ended with the majority of them being investigated by the university. Cal Poly would not speak on this issue, but in an email from a university spokesperson, it said, "Cal Poly supports the free speech rights of all its campus community members and visitors. To ensure that the exercise of the right of free expression does not interfere with university functions, the university maintains and enforces campus regulations regarding the time, place, and manner of the exercise of free expression by individuals and groups." The letter continues, "The event was not open to the general public. Someone who chooses to stage a disruptive protest during such an event could face potential criminal charges. However, no criminal charges have been submitted to the district attorney's office." We'll keep you updated as this story develops. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt.